This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. If I may request from the brothers actually to move as forward as much as you can inshallah ta'ala, fill any gap that you see in front of you so we can accommodate as many brothers inshallah ta'ala and sisters as well in the back. Jazakumullah khair. My dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you're counting the days of Ramadan, but we officially passed 1/3 of the month of Ramadan. And 1/3, wallahi, is a lot. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, as he was intending of giving away most of his wealth, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, you can't do that. He said, what about 1/3? Qala thuluth wa thuluthu kathir. 1/3, and it's still a lot. So 1/3 of Ramadan already passed, and I hope and each and every one of you is enjoying their fasting and enjoying their ibadah in Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make it easy for us, ya Allah. But how can I now benefit from the next 2/3, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, without losing momentum? I want to make my fasting purposeful. I want to fast with a purpose. I want to understand that there is a reason behind it besides just abstaining from eating and drinking. What is it that I need to build up, you know, in my fasting during the month of Ramadan? And those few words I want to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, the meaning of fasting with a purpose. Because wallahi, purposeful fasting is a purposeful life. When you fast with a purpose, you build purpose for your life. And how does Ramadan teaching us this lesson? There are 6 steps in doing that. Number 1 is the build up. How do we build up, you know, in our life for whatever event that is coming, whatever achievement I want to do? How does Ramadan prepare us for this? The build-up starts before the month of Ramadan. Remember Sha'ban? The month that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast almost entire Sha'ban. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the hadith, she said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never fasted an entire month besides Ramadan. He never fasted an entire month besides Ramadan, but he used to fast in Sha'ban until we say he's not quitting fasting, and sometimes he will pass few days before without fasting from Sha'ban. The point is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prepare for Ramadan in Sha'ban. What do you call this? Warming up, building up. He was building up for a great event such as the month of Ramadan. Whatever that you do in your life, do you build up for it? Do you prepare? Do you take time before even you start that project that you're doing, whatever that is? You need to learn how to start building up for that for your life. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before the month of Ramadan, he encourages people with anticipation. What is that? Sumu li ru'yatih wa aftiru li ru'yatih. You fast when you see the moon, and you break your fast when you see the moon. So before Ramadan begins, in the last few days, people are now anticipating. So everybody is now having what we call in the Arabic language, hadafun jam'i, which is basically like a community goal. Everybody now is on the same page. Everybody is getting ready there. Are you one of those leaders who can recruit all your family, all your members, the people around you to fulfill that goal that you're trying to achieve? It's a purposeful life. You build up. You bring the people around you to achieve that goal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the master in this field. He would prepare people before Ramadan begins, and right few days before Ramadan starts, people now anticipating the sight of the moon, so they would all be on the same page before that great event starts in their lives. Do you prepare for the events that you're doing in your life? Do you prepare for the Akhirah? It's a great event. Are you living in an anticipation for that day when you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? The second thing that we do in Ramadan, after building up, we start planning for it. How do we plan for the fast? The first thing is, when you fast, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a purpose that you should always look for to achieve. What is that? Qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. If you fast Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban, which means out of belief and faith and hoping for the reward from Allah azza wa jalla, Allah will forgive your sins. Now that is an amazing thing to start with, right? You prepare yourself for Ramadan. Now it's my goal to achieve. I don't know about the other ones, but for me, I want to get this. I want to be forgiven. I want to make sure that when I fast, I have my intentions in my heart for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and I hope for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a goal that I need to achieve right now. And not just that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even teaching us to always keep conscious of that goal on a regular basis. How is that? Before you go to sleep, you make the intention for the fast. Before Fajr, you make the intention to fast. You remind yourself all the time with the purpose, with the goal, with what you're trying to achieve in that day. As Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yubayyit as-siyama min al-layl, fala siyama lah. If you don't go to sleep with the intention to fast the next day, that day wouldn't count. So every single day, you're supposed to be having that intention. Yes, there's a difference of opinion in fiqh in terms of, you know, one intention for the entire Ramadan is sufficient, or every night needs its own intention. But the point is that every day when you go to bed, you have in your mind and you have in your heart that tomorrow is a fasting day. What does that mean? That's always renewing your intentions, always keeping focus on the goal. Is that how you live your life? Is this how you live your life, or your life is full of distractions? You set a goal for yourself, and as you start, you know, marching toward that goal, then what happens? Distractions come right and left. You take a break over here and a break over there, and eventually you never reach your potential. How many people, they die and they wish they had a longer life so they could achieve what they wanted to achieve? Whether it's matter of dunya or the akhirah even, subhanAllah. How many people, they wish they have a second lifetime so they could do that? And the reason for it, mainly because they have so much time that they've wasted, that they wish that they could keep always focused on their life. Now Ramadan is teaching us this lesson. Every single night, you keep focus on the goal. What is my goal? To be forgiven. I want to be forgiven. I want to make sure before Ramadan ends that Allah forgives me my sins. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Abu Dar, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ascended the steps of the minbar in his masjid 3 times, and each one of them he would say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every time he said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And the Sahaba, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there, قال يا رسول الله, what is this Ameen is all about? He said, Jibreel came to me and he told me, he was making dua against people, or making dua for 3 things. One of them, he says that raghima anfuhu, that whoever actually, raghima, which means may his nose be rubbed in the dust, meaning may he be humiliated. The one who lives until gets into the month of Ramadan, fala yughfaru lah, and won't be given his sins forgiven. Like Ramadan is an opportunity to clean up the mess. A purposeful goal is to make sure that when Ramadan is over, alhamdulillah, I recalibrate. I go back again where I belong. I should be here. I should be in this kind of life instead of always falling into distractions. This should be the purpose, not the distraction. A lot of people make Ramadan interruption from their daily life. Ramadan is not the interruption. Ramadan is the way of life, the way you live it, the way you see it, the way you live a purposeful life. It's not the distractions. Don't treat Ramadan as a distraction, as an interruption. Also, from the way we plan for the month of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to always remember, not just to keep conscious of the goal. No, work towards that goal on a regular basis. How is that? Wake up for suhoor. He said, ﷺ, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. You eat suhoor, that pre-dawn meal. فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. There is so much blessing in that meal. So that's not just focusing on the goal. No, working towards that goal. Every single night you make a movement. You make an action. You take an action to keep you focused on that goal. So it's not just a reminder. It's an action that you take. How often do we take actions always leading to the purposeful goal that we have in our life? How many times we do that? We always need to keep that in our minds and through our actions as well. Just that you remember your purpose doesn't mean you're going to take an action. And here Rasulullah is telling us, wake up. Wake up. It doesn't have to be big meal, Jama'ah. Blessings. It's in the suhoor is just in eating few dates or even having a sip of water. That's it. It's about the blessing, the barakah, not about the meal itself. And then, subhanAllah, one of the beautiful things about the month of Ramadan is helping us also learn to plan for short-term goal and long-term goals. That's planning in life. All of us have short-term goals. We would like to achieve this within 2 years, within 1 year or so. And then we have in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Why do you think people, they pay for their 401ks for anyway? That's a long-term for them. Why do you think people are buying houses right or left, seeing that, mashallah, the market is going great right now, and they're buying right or left? Why? Because they want to retire in 10 years probably. That's a long-term plan that they have in their mind. In Ramadan, you also plan short-term and long-term planning. How is that? In hadith النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في صحيح مسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه. Everyone who is fasting will be rewarded with two moments of joy and happiness. Like you'll have two moments of happiness. What are they? He says, one when you break your fast and one when you meet your Lord with that. So what is your short-term goal right now? Anticipating the end of the day with the blessings of the food that you break your fast. A joyful moment. Every single night, you're achieving something. You're building up your achievement one day at a time, one day at a time. That's exactly what you do if you would like to plan for life. You can't do things instantly all the time. So you have to build up for it. You have to plan for it. You have to start working on it. So every single day is one day towards that ultimate goal. So you start having that happiness and joy for when you break your fast. But what is the ultimate goal that I'm trying to achieve, that long-term goal? As the Prophet ﷺ says, and the other one, your joyful moment when you meet your Lord with this reward. So one when you break your fast, and one when you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. Ramadan is teaching us to always be conscious, be organized, have a daily goal to achieve, and then you have an ultimate goal that is a very long-term goal that you achieve. Are we planning our life accordingly? Or are we just living life day by day? That's it. Whatever we get out of that day, alhamdulillah, we're good to go. That's not a purposeful life. A purposeful life when you have that ultimate long-term goal, when you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every single day becomes an achievement, a build-up until you get to that ultimate goal. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Also, subhanAllah, when you always look into that long-term goal, which is meeting your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is what gives you hope. You know, when you don't have hope, I mean, what's the point? People get depressed. If you lose any hope to achieve, what's the point? So when you have that hope, when you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel empowered to go not empty-handed, but full with great deeds that you present before the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling so proud of it. I ask you in this moment right now to think about your own book of deeds. Think about it. Would you be proud to present that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the meeting would happen today, would you be proud of it? Like you say, oh, alhamdulillah, I have a 60, 70, 50, 30 years of great deeds. Would you be proud of this? Therefore, make sure to always, always keep adding to it so that when that day comes, inshallah, azza wa jal, you will definitely be proud of it, bidnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that we have built up to the Ramadan, and then we start planning for the month of Ramadan, the hard work begins. Alhamdulillah, you've gone through 10 days already. But what is that hard work anyway? The ultimate hard work is in the heart, before anything else. What is it called? It's called sincerity. In hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu amal ibn adam lahu illa as-sawm. Everything that you do out of good deeds will count for you except for one. You're doing it sincerely for Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Hadith Qudusi, قال, إِلَّا الصَّوْمْ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِبِي. Except for fasting, it is done exclusively for me and I'll share reward for it. Why so? Because when you fast, probably the entire day will pass by and no one even would pay attention that you're fasting. Especially in the winter, when the days are very short, you'd probably be fasting every day and no one even pay attention to that. But why would you even bother? You could go to the bathroom and drink water, no one would notice that. But you won't. Even children, they're taught this, subhanAllah. Children, when they go to the bathroom and they make wudu and the water, just a drop of water goes into under their throat or down their throat, they freak out. And they come and says, I think I broke my fast. Why so? Because they know it is sincere. It has to be done, you know, without... No one is watching except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first hard work we need to work on is this in our hearts. Are you always sincere? Not just for the fast, jama'ah, for everything that you do. When you pray, are you sincere with that? When you smile in the face of other people, are you sincere? When you shake hands with other people, when you meet with them, when you eat together, when you come to ibadah and salah, are you sincere? What is in your heart when you meet with the people you deal with them? That is something you keep in mind, because Ramadan will teach us to be sincere all the time. After that of the hard work, the Prophet ﷺ gave us instructions. He said, Salatul Taraweeh al-Qiyam. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قال من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. That if you wake up and you pray tahajjud, pray qiyam al-layl every single night in Taraweeh, in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. As long as you do it fi sabilillah, which means with a good intention, and also helping with the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we've been taught, as part of our hard work, to watch what we say, what we watch, what we hear, what we do. Siyamul Jawarih. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال من لم يدع صوم قول الزور من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Abu Huraira in hadith in Sahih Bukhari, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لم يدع قول الزور. If someone doesn't leave قول الزور. قول الزور is a comprehensive term for vain talk, vain work, anything that is useless in this month of Ramadan, specifically if it's harmful and hurtful, like lying, cheating, and all that stuff. If you don't stop this, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, and working upon this, like always do that, you know, the non-beneficial things and the bad things. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةً. There is no need. Allah is not in need of his fasting or from food or drink. Like, what were you fasting for then? There is no doubt you still need to continue fasting as a ruling. But the quality of your fast is being undermined when you're not watching what your ears are listening to, what your hands are doing, what your eyes are looking at, all these things. Make sure that you have that hard work so that you get the reward at the end of the day, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ is teaching us to be in constant state of patience in Ramadan. Jama'a, Ramadan is the ultimate test. Besides the Hajj, is an ultimate test for us in this during the day. You're hungry, you're tired, you're thirsty, you're exhausted, you're sleepless. All these are elements. Each one of them is element to make you go crazy if someone actually come and step on your toe. Imagine if you have them all. You're hungry, you're thirsty, you're exhausted, you didn't sleep well, subhanAllah, all these things and so on, and you're probably even running behind on your readings of the Quran and all that stuff. So you're short in time, short in temper. Easily people can have some issues with each other. The Prophet ﷺ says, إِذَا كَانَ صَوْمِ يَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ. If you were fasting that day, make sure that لا يرفث ولا يفسق, means don't curse, don't cuss, don't speak bad, don't do anything bad. And if someone curses at you, don't curse back. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال فإن سابه أحد أو شاتمه فليقل إني صائم. Let this person remind himself and the other party by saying, I'm fasting. What's the point of this? Teaching self-control. Yeah, you control your urges. Like I'm not retaliating because I cannot. It's because I can, but I don't want to. That I'm in control. I'm not going to let anybody control my behavior. No. I control my own behavior. And that is the meaning of it when you say to people, I'm fasting. Part of the hard work that we do in the month of Ramadan is reading the Quran. In Hadith, Jibreel, when he used to come to the Prophet ﷺ in the month of Ramadan, كَانَ يُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Jibreel used to come with the Prophet ﷺ in Ramadan, reciting the Quran with him or studying the Quran with him every single Ramadan. That's hard work. You're going to have to put the Quran in your schedule. You have to make sure that you can, inshallah, do at least one khatma every month of Ramadan. And another thing that we do as part of our hard work is generosity. The same hadith says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود ما يكون في أجود الناس. The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous person ever. وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانَ. And he's more generous in the month of Ramadan. حِينَمَا يَأْتِيهِ جِبْرِيلْ فَيَدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنَ. When Jibreel would come with Rasulullah ﷺ and study the Quran with him. This is the time when people give, and they give generously. You feed, you donate, you help and assist, and you give willingly. Why? Because you believe. Because you believe. SubhanAllah, you earn this money in fair and square. It's hard for people to give it away just like that without anything in return. But Ramadan teaches us a reason. That return is going to be عند لقاء ربه, when you meet your Lord. So I'm giving in Ramadan because I would love to have that joyful moment when I meet my Lord. May Allah make us among those who have it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Then come after that, reaching the climax in the month of Ramadan. So we did the hard work. What comes next to us? Right before it's over, this is basically, you come closer to the finish line. I don't know how many of you do track, you know, racing or anything like that, but if you race, it's at the most important part, really, it's the beginning and the end. The beginning to pace yourself right, warm up and build up, and towards the end when now you leave no one, you know, going in front of you. You go to become the first. And that's exactly what happens in the month of Ramadan. The first few days we build up. In the middle, many people, they start relaxing. They get used to it. But then comes the last 10 nights. And that's where you start now coming to that climax moment in the month of Ramadan. What do we call them? The last 10 nights. And the Prophet ﷺ informed us that these 10 nights are the most blessed of the entire month of Ramadan. It's not the time to start getting lazy. That would be the time when you start now really putting more effort because these are just 10 nights. You finished 20 already. Now these are the most important 10 nights that you need to focus on. What do? The Prophet ﷺ used to do i'tikaf, like dedicating the entire 10 days and 10 nights to stay in the masjid, the i'tikaf. He would stay sleep day over there and worship during the night, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And on top of that, not just that 10 nights, there is one particular night in these 10 nights is very important. As Allah described in the Quran, Surah Laylatul Qadr, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It's better and more rewarding than 1,000 months. 1,000 months at 80 plus years, Jama'ah, which means every single Ramadan, you have the opportunity to extend your reward, the amount of an entire lifetime in one single night. Can you imagine this? The amount of reward you get for one single night is the amount of reward you get in an entire lifetime. People before us, they used to live hundreds of years, like Nuh alayhi salam, for example. We don't have that much time to do and to do good deeds and good work. We have much less than this. So Allah has given us the opportunity to match up with them in one single night if you can dedicate your time and yourself for this. So that's when you start reaching that the maximum of your effort and your good deeds. And subhanAllah, one thing very interesting about, you know, planning for it is when the Prophet ﷺ, he was informed which night was it, but then that knowledge was removed from him, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, due to an incident that happens among some people in Medina. Besides the point, Laylatul Qadr is one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. I know people, they say, but Sheikh, we had two Ramadans in this area over here, so which one of them? Well, that's the good point right now that you need to know, to consider every night is possible to be Laylatul Qadr. Every single night. I know you won't say the odd numbers, but do the even numbers as well. Consider each night a possibility for Laylatul Qadr, because again, it's 1 out of 10, Ya Jama'ah, and it's 1 out of the entire year. You can make that effort, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that goal is dynamic. And some people in real life, subhanAllah, they thrive under pressure. That goal is dynamic and it's flexible, so you always stay in anticipation until you achieve that, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jalla. And finally, after you achieve all of this in the month of Ramadan, comes what, Ya Jama'ah? Celebration. Conclusion. Like every achievement of each goal that you achieve, you deserve a celebration. Celebration in the dunya and celebration in the akhirah. As for the dunya, we call it the Eid day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, even that Eid day is a day of worship. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. لِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ, that you count the days of the month of Ramadan, all of them, whether 29 or 30, you complete the days of Ramadan. وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the takbirat of Eid. That's a celebration. Alhamdulillah, we have achieved our goal. Every benchmark, you deserve a celebration. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you might become grateful. That's the ultimate now goal that we take away with us, you know, from Ramadan, to be grateful. Throughout the entire year, throughout the entire lifetime, you're always grateful. As the first sign of showing our gratitude, our first sign to show that we're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Eid day, what do? We give zakat al-fitr. We help the needy. We provide for them so that everyone on that day has a day of celebration. So you build up in the month of Ramadan. You plan for it. You do hard work. And when you do hard work, you reach that level of the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and then you celebrate a benchmark that you've reached. This is how life will be going on. You build up something, you plan for it, you started hard work, you come towards the end, and then you reach your benchmark, and you be grateful that Allah blessed you for reaching that. Learn this from the month of Ramadan, and your life will truly become purposeful life. May Allah make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Give us a purposeful fasting, Ya Rabbil Alameen, a purposeful life. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد عباد الله my dear brothers and sisters once you reach a benchmark in your life once you reach a goal it's not the end of it yet what happens when we reach our goals we start evaluating we go with a follow up and we want to see what do we do next from there how can I make sure that what I have earned and what I have achieved continues with me? You need to build that momentum in Ramadan so it continues after the month of Ramadan. And our deen is teaching us this. This is basically the follow-up, you know, when you're winding down right now, you don't stop right away. You need to kind of like take it slowly. You fasted for 30 days. Don't just interrupt that fast altogether. No, you need to wind down right now slowly and gradually. How do we do this? The Prophet ﷺ instructed us that we fast 6 days after Ramadan, optional fast now. You had the mandatory done. Now let's see if you learned the lesson. Can you fast 6 days after the month of Ramadan? In Shawwal. When no one now is encouraging you other than you yourself and what you build in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah says in the hadith, Man sama Ramadan watba'ahu sitta min Shawwal, kana ka siyam al-dahr. If you fast the month of Ramadan, you follow that with 6 days from Shawwal, that's like fasting the entire lifetime. So fasting 6 days of Shawwal helps you avoid withdrawal. You know when you go in certain, let's say, intense experience and then suddenly it's gone and you go through this withdrawal, people, they go into depression sometimes because everything is gone. A lot of people in Ramadan, at the beginning, they dread the beginning of Ramadan. But when the Ramadan starts coming to an end, they say, why can't every day become Ramadan? 6 days of Shawwal, and then after that, we start following up with more fast Mondays and Thursdays, making sure to keep the spirit of Ramadan alive. You follow up. Never stop planning and never stop evaluating and never stop with follow-ups, even after the month of Ramadan. If you do so, I promise you and I guarantee that you will see that truly your life is a purposeful life. And this is all begin with thinking that my fasting is just counting days. It's actually, it has a purpose. And I'm learning from fasting the purpose of this life. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na. Wa anfa'na bima allamtana. Innaka antal alimul hakeem. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha. Wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuhu mawlaha. Ibadallah. Inna Allah malaikatahu salluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala ali wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wardu Allahumma an khulafaa rashidina Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali. وأن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان ليوم الدين وأقم الصلاة